Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hey, baby. It still hurts to say late great Tom Petty. Still can't get over that. Welcome back, folks. I'm glad you're here. We're rock and rolling on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pete Sepp is our guest. Pete is the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. I encourage you to check them out, support them with your interest and your time and your money if you can. They need your support because they're working hard to protect every penny of your tax dollars to make sure that the government isn't taking more than they should or spending it the wrong way. Pete, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about the new tax bill. As you probably remember, I've been a big detractor, kind of a thorn or a voice in the wilderness, maybe, about this tax bill, because I never felt it was fair to small business. I felt like it treated us, I felt like we almost got, whatever they gave us was almost like they threw it at us with the back of their hand. It had all kinds of provisions. It sunsets in 2025. We didn't get the same break that corporate America got. Many classes of small businesses don't even get the deduction. And now that we've filed our tax returns, many of us, millions of us have, under the new law, under the 2018 tax season, the jury is kind of in on how it's helped small businesses. Pete, you guys got a report on that, don't you?
Yes. What we do every year, and we've done this since 1999, is look at the complexity of the tax system itself, the filing experience. What is it costing people out of pocket? What is it costing them in time and effort? Now, there is some good news here. The fact is that there is a measurable drop in the number of hours that tax filers are spending to complete their IRS obligation. Now, that is a change, of course.
But is that filers? But that's, you're not trying to say small businesses are experiencing that, are you? You're talking about individuals.
Right. At this point in time, if you look just at the 1040 universe, you're looking at about 1.8 billion with a B hours that individuals spend to comply with the tax system.
Right.
Overall, when you include corporates, payroll taxes and the like, it's more than 8 billion hours, which is incredible in and of itself. That's something like 80% of the federal government's entire paperwork burden just on taxes. But let's go back to the 1040 universe, where a lot of small businesses might file their taxes. They tend to declare it on the 1040 form.
Yep.
So there's a 240 million with an M hour reduction in the burden this filing season, primarily because a number of people, upwards of 20 million, are migrating from using the old 1040 long form with the itemized deductions to the new form that has a bigger standard deduction.
But those
so,
are...
Okay.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Finish up.
240 million reduction in burden hours there. Unfortunately, that new Section 199A deduction, that 20% deduction for small businesses, added about 50 million hours of paperwork. So they give, they take away.
Well, and let's get into the internals on that. Let's get into the details on that. So many of the people that you talked about who saved, who went to the short form, if they were small business owners, they were very small business owners. God love them, everyone. I wish, of course, I love all of them. They're just as much my heroes as anybody else's. But there's a whole bunch of small businesses that have a little bit bigger operation. They've got employees. They've got more revenue, more expenses, and they're never going to be on that short form. They're always going to file a corporate, a sub-S return and a and pass it through to the individual, probably, or a LLC. And my experience, Pete, is that we don't fall in that shorter hour category. My it cost me more to have my return done this year because my accountant, my CPA, who's been doing it for a half a century, had to consult with some other people to figure out the law, and found, and as you know, Pete, has found out that a lot of the provisions in the law still haven't even been promulgated. They haven't been finished yet. We may have to amend my return because they passed a law and they couldn't in a year. They couldn't even get it where we knew what we were doing. And Pete, I'll tell you, and I'll make one last report. My effective rate was lower. Thank you, federal government. My effective rate was a little bit lower than it was the year before, but it was still higher than corporate America's effective rate. And, Pete, that still makes me mad. It makes me feel like a child of a lesser God.
Well, you have a right to be upset about it and worried about it because this was not really ideal in its execution. I mean, this is the other thing. Looking not only at the bottom line, but also what you have to go through to get to that bottom line. The simplification for small businesses just isn't there. And we've got to work on that part because this is a burden in and of itself. Yes, the trillions of dollars we send to the Treasury through the taxes we pay is the most important part of the tax experience, but so is filing. That is becoming a burden on the economy in its own right. We tallied up the cost of time and out-of-pocket expenses. Overall, $365 billion just for tax compliance at the federal level this year. That's more than we actually pay in interest on the debt.
I want to say one thing before we go to the break. The tax law did lower pretty much everybody's taxes, at least some. I have to say that, and to be honest. Tintail, right back with Pete Sims. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.